BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, today, Saturday, the 1st of March. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high Humber 1030, expected South Irish Sea 1036 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later in north. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable, 2 to 4 at first in South Utsira. Otherwise, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6. Fair, then rain or showers. Moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest later. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Biscay, Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7, or gale 8, in South Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, East Sole. Easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. West Sole, southerly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain until later, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Irish Sea, southwest, 3 to 5. Becoming variable 2 to 4. Drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, cyclonic 5 to 7. Becoming variable 2 to 4. But southwesterly 4 or 5 later in northwest. Occasional rain until later. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall, westerly or northwesterly, then backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in northwest. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, then backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey and southeast Iceland. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally. Correction, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 6, 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, slight rain 4 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, 15 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south-southwest 5, 13 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 2, 16 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, 16 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Boomer, west by south 1, 8 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 1, 1030, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 1, 1030, rising slowly. Jersey, east northeast 3, 15 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 3, 11 miles, 1030. Scilly Automatic, east by south 3, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east 2, 15 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast by south 3, more than 38 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Valley, southeast by east 2, 13 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east southeast 2, mist 4 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Valentia, south southeast 2, 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest by south 4, 19 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Malinhead, south by west 4, 14 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Macrohanish Automatic, south southeast 3, 24 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 28th of February. The general situation: high pressure across much of the United Kingdom will bring a good deal of fair weather and light or moderate winds for most of the inshore waters. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northwestern parts, with patchy rain or drizzle at times, and a risk of gales in the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in north. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time in north. Fair, rain for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 2 to 4, fair, fog patches for a time near shore in south. Good, occasionally very poor in south. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, fair, fog patches for a time near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Ridges, variable, mainly east or northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Ridges to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, occasionally variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable, 3 or less, occasionally easterly, 4 in south. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable, mainly south, 2 to 4, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, southwest 4, occasionally 5, decreasing west or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, then drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, 5 to 7, veering west or northwest, then backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Shetland Isles, west or southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west. Rain becoming fair for a time, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin and indeed Radio 4's programmes for now. The BBC World Service is on the way if you're staying here. Or if you'd like some comedy and drama, then Radio 4 Extra is a good place to be through the night. So, until this time tomorrow night, this is Jim Lee wishing you a warm, safe and peaceful night and happy St David's Day.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Toronto and Sydney. Coming up on the programme, unprecedented scenes in the White House as President Trump and his visitor, Ukraine's President Zelensky, get into a furious row in front of the cameras. It ended any immediate prospect of a deal on peace or on Ukraine's minerals. We'll ask what happens next. Also today, Donald Trump plans to make English the official language of the United States. We'll how that could cause problems for some businesses. How Africa is taking steps to protect its offshore internet cables and fat finger failures. How one mistakenly turned $280 into $81 trillion. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Donald Trump has said his White House meeting with President Zelensky had not gone well and that the Ukrainian leader had overplayed his hand. Mr. Trump insisted he wanted the fighting to end immediately and he accused President Zelensky of opposing a truce. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
We know Donald Trump can be loud and brash and bombastic, but he doesn't get angry like this in public. I can't recall ever having seen him so furious, and especially in a meeting we started out really quite civilly. There are reports that Donald Trump's actually considering ending all ongoing shipments of military aid to Ukraine because of what happened in the Oval Office today. That is how serious this is, because Donald Trump does not like to be disrespected. He does not like to be disagreed with in public. He will be furious with the way Vladimir Zelensky acted.
The Ukrainian leader left the White House after a heated discussion with Mr. Trump and his deputy, J.D. Vance. Speaking later on Fox News, Mr. Zelensky said that Ukraine did not want to lose its U.S. partner and that the relationship could be salvaged. He said he was seeking assurances from Washington.
I respect my soldiers and our people, our civilians who work and support our warriors. I can't say just stop. Nobody will stop. Because everybody afraid that Putin will come back tomorrow. We want just and lasting peace. It's true. We want security guarantees.
Following the chaotic meeting between the two presidents, the European Union foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, said it's become clear that the free world needs a new leader and that it's up to the Europeans to take up the challenge. Most other European leaders joined in, expressing their support for Ukraine. A spokesman for the British Prime Minister said Keir Starmer had spoken to both Presidents Trump and Zelensky, as our political editor Chris Mason reports.